So we expect that. They don't know what the Bible says about reprobates. You know, but here's my problem. When you see saved independent fundamental Baptists, or how about, let's get more specific, new independent fundamental Baptists, you know, praising him and saying, oh man, it's good, this guy is keeping his church doors open, and you know, this guy, he's, you know, we don't agree on everything. You know, what's wrong with you? What in the world is wrong with you when you know that Calvinism is wicked, you know that John MacArthur has been called out multiple times for being a wicked person, and yet you're praising him for keeping his church doors open? You're admiring him for his stance? And it's interesting. Look, it's amazing to me that Christians can be so gung-ho about doctrine, right? They're just like, yeah, salvation is faith alone, and once saved, always saved, and you know, they say all these things, but here's the thing. Doctrine just goes in the back burner when it comes to political issues. Like, as soon as political issues arise, soon as things start going south in our country, all of a sudden they take off their new IFB hat and they put on their old IFB Fox News hat. And doctrine just goes on the back burner. And I'm just appalled when I see these posts and people saying, like, praising these wicked people. I'm like, you know this guy's a devil, right? You know this guy's a reprobate, right? You know, prior to all of this, you probably would have been calling him out and you know, for who he is and the wolf in sheep's clothing. But all of a sudden, you just want to praise him? It's nonsense. Well, you know, who cares if he's a false prophet? Who cares if he teaches lordship salvation? God cares. God cares. You know, you say, how do you know he cares? Because he says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. He's like, I don't care how much acclamation you receive from people. I don't care how many, you know, names you got in your stupid petition. I don't care how big your church is or how much literature you've sold. I don't care how big your YouTube channel is. If you're highly esteemed among men, you're an abomination to God. Amen. So let me just remind our beloved Baptist brethren, lest they forget, that the Bible says, they that forsake the law, listen closely, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Amen. Well, you know, I just like the fact that he's taking the stance. Oh, you forsook the law. No, I love the Bible, but you know, he's doing good. You know, a lot of pastors are standing up against the government. Oh, so you forsook the law? Because I didn't see anything about that in this verse. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, unless it has to do with like political issues or something like that. That's the exception to the rule. No, God says flat line, if you're praising the wicked, you've obviously forsaken the law of God. You obviously are putting doctrine on the back burner. This has now become a secondary issue to you. God's doctrine about salvation, God's doctrine in the Bible has become a secondary issue to you. You've forsaken the law of God. And the proof is that, a proof of that is this, is that you're praising wicked people. Oh, what a great guy. He's wicked. He's a devil.